Good morning. Thank you, Lynn. I noticed that too when I went through the Gita, that it was the same as the Course. So we're going to take this half hour to contemplate A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 153. And following that, we will sink deeply into our hearts. Lesson 153. In my defenselessness, my safety lies. You who feel threatened by this changing world, its twists of fortune, and its bitter jests, its brief relationships, and all the gifts it merely lends to take away again, attend this lesson well. The world provides no safety. It is rooted in attack, and all its gifts of seeming safety are illusory deceptions. It attacks and then attacks again. No peace of mind is possible where danger threatens thus. We will not play such childish games today. We look past dreams today and recognize that we need no defense because we are created unassailable. Without all thought or wish or dream in which attack has any meaning. Now we cannot fear, for we have left all fearful thoughts behind. And in defenselessness we stand secure, serenely certain of our safety, sure of salvation, sure we will fulfill our chosen purpose as our ministry extends its holy blessing through the world. Salvation can be thought of as a game that happy children play. It was designed by one who loves his children and who would replace their fearful toys with joyous games, which teach them that the game of fear is gone. His game instructs in happiness because there is no loser. Everyone who plays must win, and in his winning is the gain to everyone insured. The game of fear is gladly laid aside when children come to see the benefits salvation brings. In my defenselessness, my safety lies. As I contemplate this lesson, a t-shirt I saw comes into mind. The t-shirt says, 1, get out of bed. 2, survive. 3, go back to bed. and I realize that this is the ego's plan for our life here in this world. This is the plan we have been taught since we entered this world. The whole purpose is to survive. And while in a survival mode, I am always in a defensive mode to defend myself so that I can survive. I am always defensive when I am in survival mode. Yet this lesson, it's telling me that this is not the reason I am here in this world. This world is an interim state. It is a place I pass through. The reason I pass through it is to learn what I am. To learn that love is the only thing that matters. It can't be destroyed or lost. And we all are made of this love. And so it says, in my defenselessness, I am safe. Because in my defenselessness, I realize this is a temporary world. How long I stay in this world really doesn't matter. How long I survive isn't the point. The point is, have I found love in this world? Have I seen my true essence and the true essence of everything that is in this world? Have I seen the love? And if I haven't, or if I still get tripped up, then he is asking me to remember why I am here. In my defenselessness, my safety lies. In my remembering the truth of what I am, my safety lies. Holy Spirit, help me today, with each passing moment, to remember why I am here. Help me. Help me to lay aside the game of survival and instead seek only the truth, only love, where my safety lies. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we repeat the thought, in my defenselessness, my safety lies. And we clothe ourselves in it. We sit in quiet peace as the love of God surrounds and blankets us as we remember what we are. Thank you for joining with me in the peaceful embrace of God's love. Namaste.